A bill passed 2 years ago demands that federal agencies hand over control of about 30 million acres of public lands, or the state could pursue a legal solution. Toward that end, lawmakers have ordered a study on the economics of a federal lands transfer. But so far, the report looks hard at energy, mining, and other resource extraction, while it doesn't place any value on conserving the environment beyond recreation. John Harja is Governor Gary Herbert's public lands policy coordinator.
The purpose here is, much like any CEO that might look at acquiring another company, is to figure out the baseline data of assets, liabilities, expenditures, revenues, and figure out what the situation is. This study is not designed to exclusively look at making changes that directly pull revenue off the land. It's the bigger picture.
By the time the report's due in November, Harta says it will look at air pollution, wilderness, and possibly other environmental values. Allison Jones is director of the Wild Utah Project. She's among the critics who say lawmakers should also be tallying the economic benefit of leaving the lands in their natural, unspoiled state. Jones gives the example of fresh water coming from Big Cottonwood Canyon.
It's essential that we don't mess that up and overdevelop these lands or develop them at all. Because as the recreation industry has said in their own words, this would be basically killing the goose that lays the golden egg for our economy.
Jones says leaving the land wild means roughly $5 billion a year. Meanwhile, State Senator Jim DeBacchus is a Salt Lake City Democrat who questions spending taxpayer dollars to pay for the report.
I mean, we ought to be asking all the questions and not creating a propaganda piece which will justify what most of the legislature and the governor want to come out of this. In my opinion, it's a rigged report. They're not asking the right questions, and they don't want honest answers.
The economic analysis is being done by Utah State University, Weber State University, and the Bureau of Economic and Business Research at the University of Utah. It has taken nearly 10,000 hours and cost more than $560,000 so far. Judy Fays, KUER News.